Welcome, friends, to today's Food for Thought. Now, we're going to zone in on one of the most common challenges of modern day life, meal planning for the busy professional. Whether you're working 9 to 5, whether you're doing it solo and running your own business, this is what we're going to discuss today. So when it comes to being at home, you're working all day, balancing meetings, maybe even juggling home life in the mix. So where does meal planning fit into this picture? Well, let's dive into the best strategies to make meal planning so much easier. Meal planning is never meant to be hard. Am I saying it's your fault? Not at all. But there are days when meal planning is way too hard, way too complicated, and it's just easier to order takeout or get something else or pick somebody else to do it. So I'm going to give you some strategies today to help you make meal planning so much easier, even when your calendar is anything but. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello, friends. My name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, friends, to a brand new episode of Lose Weight with Meal Planning. My name is Verona and I'm your host for today's show. And today's episode is the best way to meal plan whilst you're working all day. Now, believe it or not, I happen to be working from home and I absolutely love it. And I still meal plan and I actually still cook fresh foods. But it doesn't happen unless I plan the meals first. Because I don't know about you, have you ever been in the house? You know your belly is hungry, it's rumbling, it's telling you, girl, it's time to eat. And you're like, what on earth am I going to eat? And sometimes you don't even get to eat. You're like, you know what, I will worry about me later. But you do pick, you do graze. And then we wonder, why is it that we're gaining so much fat? Well, if you're somebody who is chowing down on a whole bag of Oreos, cookies, sleeves, all of the things, it's no wonder, friends, that you have gained weight. Now, we're in the month of March and I have decided to embark on a 30-day plus no sugar challenge to myself for my health. Now, I'm a sweet tooth and I love me some chocolate, I love me some sweets, I love me some sugar, but I've been eating too much of the stuff and my gut and my body has been telling me, girl, you gotta calm down. So that's what we're doing. We're listening to my gut and I'm gonna calm down, okay? Now, I'm not getting granular into added sugars because there's added sugar in everything that we eat. I'm not getting into the sugars that come from fruits because how else am I going to promote healthy gut if I don't have fruits and vegetables? So yes, vegetables is what I said. So yes, I'm going to be having some fruits. I'm going to be having some juice and I'm going to be making it in my Nama J2 juicer. And that is why I bought the Nama J2 juicer in the first place, to make juices. It's going to keep you regular. And if you're somebody who does have a sweet tooth, you know, and you, especially if you eat a lot of processed foods, you know that you're not as regular as you need to be. And it's actually concerning. Your doctors are concerned. You might have a little bit of bloating. You might have some awful flatulence. And it's like, this is some of the things that need to be checked. We need to check our gut health. And we can't do that by going on a diet. We can't do that by tracking our macros. We have to do it by getting a gut test, which is AKA stools test. They're testing all up in your poop. And they're also testing your bloods. This is where you need to get to grips with the power of a list. Before the week starts, this is where you can take a moment to write down some meal ideas. It doesn't mean that you're going to cook all of these meals. It just means you're getting together some ideas. Then you might want to do something a little bit wild. Walk on the wild side with me. You might want to consider theme nights to help you simplify those things that you've decided. Meatless Monday, talking of plant Mondays, Meatless Monday, Taco Tuesday, etc. Now, this is really simple and really common. But if you're somebody who also loves spaghetti bolognese, write that down. But once you've written that down, then you want to see, what do you realistically have time to do? And this is something that I actually walk through with you in the toolkit, vipmealplan.com. Well, VIP Meal Plan is the one-to-one coaching program, and that's what I walk you through. If you're somebody who wants to save money on groceries and you're like, you know what, you spend too much money on groceries and takeouts, this is the solution for that. vipmealplan.com. Now, I mentioned the toolkit, and it's on this weekend only. It is on sale. So you can go to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/toolkit to take advantage of the spring sale. Next, you want to make sure that you are utilizing the shopping strategies that I give you in VIP meal plan and in the toolkit. That includes online grocery shopping, and that includes also having a running shopping list rather than trying to go to the shopping list and trying to figure out what you need for the house whilst you're there, because you're guaranteed if you do it this way, you're going to buy things that you don't actually need, or you're going to buy things that you already have. Number three, are you writing this down? I hope you are. Now, this is where you're getting familiar with meal prep first. And this is where you're spending a few hours on your less busy days. It could be Sundays to start to prep and start to cook in batches. These are things like grains, proteins and veggies that you're cooking in batches. Now, a tip for you, if you are going to cook the vegetables in batches. Oh, my goodness, that's so hard to say. If you are going to do that, I recommend that you par cook the veggies. And so when you're ready to have them in the meal prep day, that they are now cooked rather than overcooked. Because if you're somebody who, or even buy those convenience packets, they're frozen and then you just put them in that microwave, whatever makes your life easier, do it. You're absolutely able to do it. It will make you start to love meal planning, believe me, and start to fall in love with cooking again. Also, you might want to focus on ingredients that can work in multiple meals. If you have not seen my Instagram reel, I will put it in the show notes below. Now, if I forget to put something in the show notes, please remind me. I'm like a scatterbrain sometimes. I'm like, yeah, I'll put it in the show notes and I'll come to find it's not even there. So sorry. You can reach out to me, support@vanutritioncoaching.co.uk. So you want to focus on ingredients that can work in multiple meals. And I show you actually a demonstration of what I mean by this in the Instagram reel that I'm talking about. Roasted veggies can actually be a side dish. Now, I know there are some of you who struggle with the sides. You might be able to cook the chicken. You might be able to cook beef and taco beef. But other than tacos, what else are you going to make with beef? And so this is where sides come into it. And it's like, you know what? I absolutely need these sides. Number four is storage. Now, if you have not been to my Amazon storefront, if you use my links, I do get a commission on it at no extra cost to you. But this helps me help support the YouTube channel, and you know, it supports your girl, and I do appreciate it. But I will put that in the link in the show notes to help you see and get started on meal planning, the containers, the smart storage. And I do talk a lot about this on the course, but this is also something that you can do, and then you can go and buy. You can label and date the fridge, the pantry, with all of your stockings, with all of the things that you've got in the fridge and the pantry. And containers are going to make or break your meal planning. Number five, cook once, eat twice. Plan for meals that can be repurposed. A roast chicken, a rotisserie chicken from Costco can become chicken salad sandwiches, can become chicken salad, pasta salad, pasta chicken, pasta salad. It can become a chicken soup. So you've got three meals now from one rotisserie chicken that you got at Costco for $5. So you see how easy that is to do. You've made three meals. The last thing that I just want to encourage you with today is to stay flexible. Plan for some changes, because when it comes to nutrition, life happens. Have some quick backups that are ready for days when even the best laid plans don't go the way that you want it to. And instead of getting stressed, instead of getting frustrated, you've already got something that you can just work on, because you've got another plan for those days that it's just not going the way that you want it to go. And I've had those days. In fact, the other day I was watching someone's stories, and I actually on Instagram, and I actually saved a reminder, put the reminder notifications on, the bell icon, the bell button, whatever you want to call it, just so I could see the notifications. Now, this particular person, they were going away on a family holiday. And you know, when you've got family that you've got to meet on the cruise, so that was their situation. And oh my goodness, there was no flights. Their flight got cancelled. There was no other flights, and there was no other way for them to get there. Road trip. They decided to drive for 16 hours. And it was so good because they found someone at the airport to help them. There was no one else to check in because everyone there was already on the cruise and already got their flights and whatever else. But they had 16 hours. So they calculated it, 16 hours. And then they had close to the wire time to get there. My mum was like, you know what? By hook or by crook, we're getting on that cruise. And she was able to communicate with some of the people that were there on the cruise for them to wait with her. But that is like, what do you do? That's the biggest change, isn't it? You've got kids that are excited to meet their cousins and whatever else. They have to be on that cruise. And that's the same thing. That is some big example of life. It's not my experience, but it was just like, you know what? I'm invested in this story. I need to know how this ends. And they did make it, and they made it with time to spare. But it's so amazing, isn't it? In those situations, The kids could have a meltdown. You could have a meltdown, but that's not going to get you on the cruise. You just have to get into this mindset where you're like, I'm getting on that cruise. I need to make arrangements where I am on the ground so that I can get on the cruise. And that's what mums do. And that's what she happened to do. And she still got on the cruise. And I'm like, yes, I need to see the end. And I was so glad I got to see the end. But that's an example of sometimes life can change out of your control because they can't control the plane. What can they do? And there was no other connecting flights or no other replacement flights they could get to. And it's like, what do we do? We're going to drive. Somebody else gave them the car to hire their car and they took it on a 16-hour drive with three young kids in the back. Can you imagine? Can you imagine doing that? But I'm just encouraging you when it comes to your meal planning, don't let those type of situations derail your thoughts, your progress, or your plans when it comes to trying to eat healthy and meal planning. Now, meal planning while working all day doesn't have to add to your stress. With a bit of foresight and some clever hacks like I've just given you in today's episode, you can actually enjoy home-prepared meals that actually add to your busy life, not take away from in terms of energy, nutrition, and the like. But it's actually all about making your meal plan work for you. As a coach, that's one of the things that I really encourage my clients on is helping you make your meal plan work for you. So many times we can get caught up in other people, what they do, what they don't do, and why it's not working for you. Let's focus on what actually works for you, not the other way around. Because the goal is to make eating healthily fit into your day-to-day routine, not constantly have to be like, what do I eat? What do I eat? What do I eat? What do I eat? Have a plan of what you're going to eat. And if that deviates, you decide to have what you've planned tomorrow, today, that's okay. You can do that because sometimes your taste buds change. You might want fish today and you might want chicken tomorrow. You might not want chicken at all. You might want a whole completely plant-based day. It is absolutely your journey and it can be done. It can be done. Sometimes it can be overwhelming. And I know I've labored the point a little bit long, but my point here is remember what your goal is, and then you focus on the rest of the things that you need to do for the day in other areas of your life. And that, my friends, it can be done. I've done it. My clients have done it. And I know you can do it. And if you're somebody who needs help to do that, I would love to help you. VIPmealplan.com is the way that I can help you. You and I can work together. But that's all we got time for in today's episode, my friends. Today's episode was the best way to meal plan while you're working all day. It can be done. And I'm here to help you get it done. I can't wait to see you in the next episode where we're going to continue to transform the chaos of daily life into manageable meals that we want. And we want to keep coming back for more. Can't wait to see you, my friends, in VIPmealplan.com. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk and I'll see you in the next one.